This is F1 Digest 2009 Belgium GP. After the awesome qualifying session, the race would have a lot to live up to. Listen on to find out how it went down.
The race.
Ahead of the race, things were warmer than they had been previously, and although it was a bit cloudy, there was no rain expected. The track temperature was up to 32 degrees C and the air at 17. Luca Badoa had changed his gearbox, which would mean a 5-place grid drop, but as he was already last, it made no difference. Most of the drivers started on the harder tyre, but Fisichella, Barrichello and Kubica were on the softs. It was a slow outlap, and then the lights were out and they were off. Barrichello didn't move off the grid. The cars streamed past him as the anti-stall kicked in. Alonso looked like he came into contact with Sutil at the first corner. The Force India wobbled a little but continued on. Raikkonen ran really wide at the first corner. Fisichella retained his lead, but Kimi was on a charge up to second. Having run wide and missed the corner though, we wondered whether he would have to give those places back. That was soon out of our minds as a few corners on, Grosjean hit Button from behind. The Braun car spun and hit the tyre barrier. Hamilton tried to avoid him and was clouted on the other side by Alguersuari. All four of them were out of the race. Trulli, Barrichello and Sutil all came into the pits as the safety car came out. Notably, Badoa put in the fastest lap, still behind the safety car though. It came in on lap 3 and just a couple of corners later, Kimi was past Fisichella easily. Vettel passed Rosberg for 7th and Barrichello managed to overtake Trulli at the back. His next target was Badoa in 13th, which was easy. Sutil got past Badoa, running a bit wide, another questionable overtake. Trulli was now the only guy left behind the Ferrari and told over the radio to get past, but Trulli said Badoa was too fast on the straight. Sutil was making further progress, overtaking Nakajima for 13th. Kubica and Glock came in for their pit stops at the same time. Glock had a problem with the fuel hose in his stop and came out way down the order. A few minutes later, Raikkonen, Fisichella, Weber and Heidfeld were all in at the same time as well. Weber was let out into the side of Heidfeld. It didn't look like they actually touched and Heidfeld had to slow up. Out on track though, it didn't take long for Nick to get past. Barrichello was next, running around the outside of Weber in a brilliant overtaking move. Weber was then in the clutches of Sutil, who started hounding him for the place as well. The stewards issued a drive-through penalty for Mark though, for unsafe release in the pit lane. Vettel was leading but took his pit stop next, leaving Rosberg in the lead, who hadn't stopped yet. Raikkonen was still the effective leader. Having served his penalty, Webber returned to the track and immediately got past Nakajima. The stewards also announced they would be investigating the first lap crash after the race. Trulli came into the pits, returned to the track, but was soon back in again, his race over. Alonso's pit stop didn't go much better, as the front left wheel fairing caused problems. After a replay, it looked like there was damage to the wheel from the first corner incident with Sutil. The Renault left the track in 4th and returned in 14th. He returned to the pit lane again, another driver retiring early. Raikkonen and Fisichella pitted at the same time again and came out in the same order, Kimi ahead leading the race. Fisichella closed right up and was chasing him around many of the corners. Weber pitted from 6th and returned to the track in 9th behind Rosberg. Vettel was leading, having not come in for his final stop, but he was in on the next lap. He came out in 3rd ahead of Kubica and set off charging after the first two. With just 2 laps to go, Barrichello's engine started streaming smoke. He was told on the radio to back off and try and nurse it home. They thought it was just an oil leak. Kimi crossed the line to take the checkered flag and the win, and Barrichello did manage to make it to the finish, although the Braun car caught fire as it made its way back.
Results.
Raikkonen took his first win this year, leading Fisichella by just 0.9 of a second across the line. They were joined on the podium by Vettel. Kubica was 4th, with Heidfeld, Kovalainen, Barrichello and Rosberg picking up the rest of the points. Webber finished just outside of the points. Glock was 10th, then Sutil, Buemi, Nakajima and Badoa. The non-classified drivers were Alonso, Trulli, Button, Grosjean, Hamilton and Alguersuari.
Championship standings.
Button keeps the lead on the Drivers' Championship despite failing to complete a lap today. He has 72 points and Barrichello in second has 56. Vettel has overtaken Webber again with 53 to the Australians' 51.5. Raikkonen rounds out the top 5 with 34. In the Constructors' Championship, Braun have 128 points with Red Bull behind on 104.5. Ferrari have 56, McLaren 44 and Toyota 38.5.
Team by team.
McLaren had 1 DNF and 1 car finished 6th, so a mixed day for them. Kovalainen says, even though our overall pace here hasn't been as good as in the 2 previous races, our strategy worked out perfectly and I was able to overtake a lot of the guys stopping before me. Hamilton, though, is not impressed. Some days, when things go bad, they go bad, and this was just one of those days. Button was also out early like Hamilton and says, "It's frustrating as I was in a reasonable position, having made up some places and with a lot of fuel on board, but it's better to have my first retirement here where I haven't been so competitive than when I'm running at the front." Barrichello thinks he could have done better, but it was over from the beginning. "I have to be happy with 7th place and the 2 points really after such an eventful race. We should have had far more from today, but the problem with the clutch at the start took away any chance of a podium, which is frustrating for me and the team." Vettel retook 3rd place in the championship today, so he's happy with what he achieved, adding, "It was a pleasure to drive the car and we were quicker than the guys in front." Webber finished up 9th and says, "I was released in front of Nick, which I was given a drive-through penalty for. After that, it was a case of damage limitation. I tried to get back into the points, and when we had free air, which was not often, we had good pace, but it wasn't enough." Over at Toyota, it was a bad day. Trulli retired and explains what happened. "At the first corner, I was right behind Heidfeld, and at the exit, I expected him to pull away faster than he did. I'm not sure if he had a problem, but I just touched him slightly, and that broke the front wing. It was vibrating a lot, so I had no choice but to make a pit stop. There was nothing I could do after that, and in the end, the team saw a problem with the brake wear and decided it was safer to stop." Glock had an issue in the pits with the fuel rig, and the team are determined to analyse it and stop it happening again. Fisichella is happy with 2nd and says it is a dream, but does admit, "I am a little disappointed as I felt we could have won the race. I was unlucky with the safety car when Kimi came past me at the restart and overtook me with the Kurs. Actually, behind him I was quicker, but with the Kurs I couldn't get past as it was impossible to be quick on the long straight." Sutil is also disappointed as his first lap incident meant it was very difficult to bring the car home. He is happy for the team as a whole though. Over at Williams, Rosberg is satisfied with his day's work and thinks they got the maximum out of the car they could, it's just that they aren't suited to this kind of track. Nakajima is happy to put this race out of his mind. "On balance, the race was slightly better than Saturday, but of course all our attention will now be on what we can do to be sure of an improved result in Italy in 2 weeks' time." Renault suffered a double DNF in Belgium, and interestingly, Grosjean doesn't think he was at fault on the first lap incident. "I made a very good start, moving up to 13th place, and I was keeping a good pace, but then Button took me out at turn 5, and it was the end for me. I don't know how the car in front can take you out, but there you go." Alonso is simply looking ahead to Monza in 2 weeks to wipe out the disappointment of today. Aljazzwery avoids the Grosjean way of placing the blame and says of the incident with Lewis, "At turn 2, Jensen spun and Hamilton had to move to the left to avoid him, moving on to the part of the track that I was on. We collided and my car was too damaged for me to continue." Buemi had a better day though. "I drove a consistent race, making no mistakes, and everything on the car worked well. It's a shame I could not pass Kovalainen even though I was quicker than him, but at least I tried." Kubica is realistic about their improved performance and says they will have to look into what has suddenly made them more competitive, but he also mentions, "The result means a lot of points for the team and it's good." Heidfeld isn't quite so impressed though. "Although it is a good result for the team, I have to admit I'm disappointed. From 3rd on the grid I had higher expectations, but I lost the race on the first lap." Finally, Ferrari are back on form. Well, one half of the team anyway. Badoa says, "Today I did my best. Unfortunately, at the first corner after the start, I flat spotted the front tyres, and so I always had strong vibrations throughout the first stint." He does say things improved once he bolted on fresh tyres, though. Kimi won the race and says, "A great victory for me and the team. The champagne tastes the same wherever you are on the podium, but the feeling when you win is definitely different."
Quote of the day.
That's it for today and this race weekend. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time when our attention turns to the Italian Grand Prix. For now, I'll leave you with this quote from Ferrari's Stefano Domenicali. "We are very happy with this win, which is a reward for all the hard work that the entire team has done during such a difficult and at the same time dramatic season."